Joining us now, he is with the U.S. Golf Manufacturers Anti-Counterfeiting Group. Jason Rocker joins us. Jason, welcome back to the Golf Shop.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Good Saturday morning to you.
Yeah,
thanks,
man.
Jason.
So, you know, when we start talking about counterfeiting, I mean, unfortunately, it seems like the counterfeiting gets better and better and better, doesn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what. It does and it doesn't, right? So, you know, the reality is, there's no real consistency as it comes to counterfeits, and that's part of the problem. Right? Obviously, you know, we are seeing counterfeiting still, and we always say if there are people willing to buy counterfeits, there are going to be people willing to make them. But, you know, at the end of the day, our goal is to educate people and make sure that they at least have the knowledge to make sure that they're buying legitimate products.
Yeah, I mean, I meant from better and better. It just seems like that the look of the club is getting better. You know, it's harder to tell unless you know what you're looking for. Obviously, they're not going to perform as well, or, you know, they may not perform at all, and you may be wasting your money. So give me some of the rules that people should kind of follow to not get caught up in purchasing counterfeit gear.
Yeah, you got it. So, I mean, and to your point, some of them do look really good, and some of them still look really bad. But the reality is, you know, our goal is to say, okay, guys, here's some things you need to follow. Like you said, some of the common rules, right? So most of the time, more than 90% of the time, these counterfeits are being purchased online. So, you know, we're going to be at the PGA merchandise show in a few weeks in Orlando, and, you know, people love to come and see if they can spot the fake and see the difference between two, and they go, oh, I can tell that one's fake and that one's real. And that's great, you know, for playing a game or kind of testing your skill. But the reality is, when you're buying these things online, you don't have the opportunity to compare side by side.
Right.
So here's what you need to do. First and foremost, the best advice that we can give people is make sure you're buying from an authorized retailer. If you're buying from an authorized retailer, you're safe. Everything else goes by the wayside. You're buying legitimate products. But if you're buying from other third-party sites, et cetera, a couple things. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, manufacturers aren't giving, you know, two-year-old clubs to third-party websites so they can sell them at discounts. That's a myth. You know, so use common sense. And if the price sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Don't buy cheap, buy real. The second one is take a look at where it's shipping from. If a club or any type of golf product is being shipped from China after you buy it online, that's a pretty good dead giveaway that it could be fake as well. More than 90% of the clubs that are counterfeit are produced in China and sold online. So, you know, if there's a club that's coming from over there, it's probably fake. And then, you know, outside of buying from authorized retailers, if you're on a site that you've never heard of before, you know, be cautious. You know, when it comes down to it really a lot of it is common sense, guys. And if you follow common sense and follow your gut, you're probably going to be safe.
Jason, is there a particular brand that seems to be out there that's counterfeited more than maybe some of the others?
You know, guys, there really isn't.
No?
It kind of depends on what's hot at the time, right? So it's more product specific or club specific than brand specific. You know, there may be a driver that's on the market that everyone's talking about. Well, chances are that's going to be the one that's going to be counterfeit. Or there's a new set of wedges that's coming out there that people are really talking about. Again, same thing, putters. You know, what often happens is it's the club that's hottest or the product that's hottest. It also can sometimes be the product that has the greatest retail value because then the counterfeiters feel that they can sell it for more and make more money,
right?
Because, you know, they're not spending a lot to make them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a consistent brand that's counterfeit more than others. It's really what's hot at the time more often than not.
It sounds like the counterfeiters are pretty – you know, they're on top of it because they can turn it around so quickly too, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, I think some people have a perception that these counterfeiters are you know, their big manufacturing operations, and then they're just churning stuff out. But more often than not, they're fly-by-night organizations that can get up and move quickly and sell stuff as quickly as they can and then get out. That's their goal, is to make money, not get caught, and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and part of that problem, too, is that these manufacturers are having to plan so far ahead. You know, like, I mean, for instance, TaylorMade's coming out with the, what is it, the M5 and the M6. Yeah. And that's probably been in the works for, you know, you want to say 12 to 18 months at some manufacturing facility somewhere. And, you know, somebody, as soon as they're releasing the M5 and the M6, somebody's already got it counterfeited, and they're just sitting around waiting.
Yep, and unfortunately, sometimes they have them before they're on the market, because what will happen sometimes is, you know, the legitimate manufacturing facilities are often in China as well. And unfortunately, sometimes someone will steal a mold and they'll throw it out the window to their friend or their brother. And you know, they're often and cooking and counterfeiting some of those products before anyone can stop it. And that's where we come in, because, you know, we're doing all that we can to fight counterfeiting, both from an education standpoint and letting consumers know how they can avoid buying counterfeits, but also from an enforcement standpoint and making sure that we're identifying and shutting down counterfeit operations, you know, sort of at the source in China.
Jason, are you commissioned by the golf club manufacturers, or is it something that you've just taken on yourself to you know, make people aware that this is going on at a high rate?
So the group is actually made up of some of the most notable golf companies in the world. It's Acushnet, it's Callaway, Odyssey, it's Strixon, Cleveland Golf, and Zexio, Ping, PXG, TaylorMade. So it's some of the largest golf manufacturers in the world. And, you know, their goal as a group myself with them as part of that is to protect the integrity of their brand.
Right.
It's to protect the integrity of the game of golf. And ultimately, it's to protect consumers and make sure that they're not only having fun playing the game of golf, but that they're safe doing it.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, when you start, I mean, have you guys done any studies, like, you know, going out and looking at eBay sales and stuff like that? I mean, what percentage of clubs out on eBay, you know, is it 10%, is it 20%, is it 30% of these people are selling fake clubs?
Well, it's much less, certainly, because the group's efforts, you know, we, not only from an education standpoint, like I said, from an enforcement standpoint, outside of these raids and identifying counterfeit operations, we have investigators who are looking and scouring the internet, whether it's, you know, some of these auction sites like eBay or Alibaba or other sites that are just happen to be, you know, propping up out on the internet here and there. You know, we're doing more. Last year, we celebrated a milestone, which is we secured our 2 millionth counterfeit product, which is a big deal for us. You know, we've been going at this about 15 years. And, you know, we feel like we're getting better and better. We're doing more with authorities over in China. And we're empowering consumers more as well. We're interacting directly with them, not only through our website, but through social channels. And we're giving them the opportunity to, if they think there's a website where they think counterfeit products are being sold, we ask them to reach out directly to us, either via our social media sites or through our website, KeepGolfReal.com, and let us know about it, and we have investigators that can be on that very quickly.
What is the penalty for the counterfeiters once you catch them, Jason? I mean, what
it ranges.
Yeah,
it ranges depending on, you know. So you know, when we are doing these raids, we're working in conjunction with the Chinese authorities, and so it can certainly range depending on how much is seized, what the value of those goods are. But, you know, we've had fines that are in the, you know, the seven-figure range.
Wow.
And several years in prison for some of these counterfeiters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the Chinese government has really become much more of a partner with us in the years that we've been doing. I think part of it is they see the commitment on our end, and they give us more commitment on their end. So The penalties are pretty stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, Jason, we always love talking to you and giving a little helping hand to our listeners in terms of how to identify things. Is there a specific place where our listeners can go get some more information?
Absolutely. So, like I said, we have a website called keepgolfreal.com. You can find us there. You can also find the golf group on Facebook, and you can get there through our website. Or directly through Facebook, just type in Keep Golf Real, or type in U.S. Golf Manufacturers Anti Counterfeiting Working Group. Although that's a long one, right? So right. We like to say we've got a big name, but we're fighting a big problem here. So those are the places where you're likely to find us, is on the web as well as on social media.
All right, well, Jason, man, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys, and remember, listeners, keep golf real.
There you go.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks a lot.